There is a bitter legal dispute at the moment over the fate of 20 massive paintings by the artist Alphonse Mucha, who created the style known as Art Nouveau in the early 20th century. The cycle of 20 thematic paintings, known collectively as the Slav Epic, has spent the last 47 years in a crumbling castle in the town of Moravský Krumlov. Officials in Prague, however, now want them back, causing an uproar in Moravia and elsewhere in the country. Rob Cameron reports.
Far away from the capital, in a dilapidated 17th century chateau, a group of tourists are being given a guided tour of 20 enormous paintings depicting the trials and tribulations of the Czechs and the Slavs. The paintings, some of them 6 meters tall and 8 meters wide, are dreamy, almost supernatural images, showing figures such as Jan Amos Komenský, the teacher of nations, sitting slumped in a chair looking out over a cold grey sea. Pavla Hemerková is one of the gallery's guides.
It shows us the history of Slavs in four colors. The blue color reminds us of the Slavs in their original native country. The red color is a color of success. The black color is a color of wars, killing and bad times. But yellow color, which is the most spread in the picture, is a color of happiness.
How the Slav epic got to Moravský Krumlov is itself an epic tale. Alphonse Mucha, who was born in a nearby village, bequeathed the paintings to Prague in 1928 on one condition: the city erect a special purpose-built pavilion for them. It never did. During foreign invasion and war, the Slav epic was wrapped up and hidden in storerooms, even, says the legend, in tombs. It was rediscovered in 1948 and moved, as a provisional measure, to Moravský Krumlov, restored and put on display in 1963. It's been here ever since. But now the capital wants it back, much to Krumlov's anger. Anna Veselá is a retired teacher.
The way I feel about the epic is the way 90-100% of the population of Krumlov feels about it. It's cared for well here, but we never thought it was ours. We've always counted on the fact that as soon as a special pavilion is built in Prague, we'll say goodbye to it, without delay.
Earlier this year, the city of Prague demanded the painting's return, based on Alphonse Mucha's original wish. The Mucha family, who run the Mucha Foundation, intervened, appealing to the state authorities in Moravský Krumlov to block the move, which they did. Jaroslav Mokry, the town's mayor, says the capital is simply throwing its weight around.
Každá malá vesnička, každé malé město.
Each little village, each little town must be left to do what it's capable of. But if someone thinks that all the most beautiful things should automatically be sent to the capital, that's a gross violation of the principle of subsidiarity and something that has no place in a democracy.
Prague has vowed to appeal, but there is a sense that this epic struggle is entering its endgame. 1,000 angry art students recently demonstrated outside the chateau. Even President Klaus has intervened. Alphonse Mucha's gift to the Czech people, meanwhile, is stuck in legal limbo. The ban on moving it means Prague can't have it, but neither can Moravský Krumlov let it go, even if it wanted to.
Thanks for that report, Rob. And we are heading back to Prague for this